morning. Om Shanti. So today's topic is experience of sweetness with togetherness, by togetherness. So in togetherness, what sweetness we experience, he's going to share that with us. So we have Brother Jitu with us. Brother Jitu has been in Gyan since childhood. And since the age of 18, when he was 18 years old, he dedicated himself to Brahma Kumaris. And he is in the department of Toli department, which is a very important department. Because if they say that if you want to reach somebody's heart, you have to go through his stomach. So he has brought a lot of Toli for all of us, which he will share after class. So that shows the amount of sustenance he wants to give us or touch us. And that's what Brahma Baba did at the same time. Brother Jitu, his family is also in knowledge. That also speaks a lot about him. And Brother Jitu is a certified spiritual counselor, and he has done a lot of other courses like value education. He has completed with distinction. He is master's in that. And Brother Jitu, during the COVID times, got an award of commitment, certificate of commitment from London Book of Records. So that's his background in terms of showing what he manifested, what is in his mind and heart. So Brother Jitu, without taking so much of your time, please, experience of sweetness by togetherness. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Thank you, brother. Thank you, Baba. First of all, lot of remembrance from your sweet home, Madhuban, to all of you. Lot of remembrance and lot of love from Madhuban. I'm trying to speak in English, so I hope you can understand my emotions and feelings. We are very fortunate and we feel very proud that we belong this lovely family, Brahmin family. Because if anyone has some respectable family, then he has lot of proud for his family. And our family is so big, so nice. We are member of such a family which has more than 1 million family members or souls. So very big family, and this family led by almighty authority, our Baba, lovely Baba. So we are very fortunate that we got this knowledge on this elevated time, Sangam Yuga. We are connected in many births. I think we must be connected in every birth. In 84 births, we are as a family, but we got this knowledge only on this Sangam Yuga. So this time is very precious, and our Baba is giving such a lovely sustenance to every child. And I personally feel that Baba is sustaining very carefully, very lovefully to every soul. Because just when I was 3 years old, my mother and father got this knowledge. And from that time, I am with this family with only bonding of love. I got so much love from every didis, sisters, dadis, from childhood. So I feel very lovable to this family. First of all, I would share my childhood experience to all of you. Very lovely experience. And sustenance, type of sustenance given by dadis. When I was 8 years old, then I came here in Madhuban at first time. And when I entered Pandav Bhavan, then I saw our dadi, Dadi Prakashmani, Dadi Janki and Dadi Chandramani was sitting there in courtyard, in Pandav Bhavan courtyard. So I went there in front of them. And I had some bank box, children box, bank box, piggy bank. I had one piggy bank and I collected some my scholarship money and some pocket money from my mother and father. I collected. I didn't knew how much their money, but I gave the daddy that box. And that box was made from clay. So when I gave to daddy, daddy just broke this that box and saw that some money from that box. I felt very lovely feeling that time that daddy accepted my box. But daddy gave me one knowledge and one point at that point. Daddy told me, you offered your first money, your first balance to Baba, then you have never emptied your piggy bank. And it is now I am experiencing that Baba is so much giving, only giving to us, especially me. But that line is very important. When we offered all our things to Baba, then Baba will take care of our souls till our lifelong or till Kalpa. It is very nice feeling. And I have inspired by one line of Dadi Janki later after Madhuban. Dadi gave a class and Dadi told us of this lovely family that we need three things in our life: care, share and inspire. And the line touches my heart. We have given our life or our thought process to Baba, surrender our life to Baba, but when we connected with the three things, care, share and inspire, then our life is valuable for Baba. Otherwise, we are only ordinary persons, ordinary Brahmin persons, Brahmin souls. First of all, care. Care is very important to our Brahmin life. We have to care ourselves. We have to care this Brahmin life and we have to care other persons because they are our family members. Because this yajna, this divine family is formed by Baba for transformation of this world. And transformation of this world changes from transformation of each Brahmin souls. And in that process, we have to give other cooperation. We have to care our relations. We have to care our sanskars and other sanskars too. Very basic things are these. These are very basic things. But I would also share one experience of caring. Once in Pandav Bhavan, I was making toli. You know cornflakes, yellow one cornflakes was there. So I was frying that cornflakes. At that time, Gansaror is just started to begin and Shantivan the development of Shantivan was starting. At that time, I was making the complex. Very tirelessly, we are doing the seva at that time. We entered kitchen on 5 o'clock morning and departed evening 7 o'clock. So 12 to 14 hours continue doing seva, karmana seva. So when I was frying that complex, suddenly, by accidentally, I lose my control, and the pan just dip in hot oil. After dipping the in hot oil, oil spread all over on my legs, on my hands, and burnt out at that time. When that incident happened, I had no pain, but when I entered in dispensaries, Baba's dispensary, I had very nice feeling like king, because I was standing there in dispensary, and some brothers are icing these hands, some are icing on legs, and I am just imagine the activities of king at that time. But it is okay. It was just incident. After 4 or 5 days, when I was crossing Pandav Bhavana courtyard, Dadi Prakash Maniji was there. Dadi Prakash Maniji just called me, Jitu came here. So I went to Dadi, and Dadi asked me what happened. I just said, Dadi, nothing, just small incident and small burnt out. But Dadi said, no, Dadi knows everything, so come inside. And Dadi picked my hand, and I went with Dadi inside, in Ishwaradi's office. And literally, Dadi removed my shirt and saw the burnt hands, and Dadi took the lotion and left the lotion on my hands at that time. So, with that incident, I just imagine, I just realize the power of careness. Dadi is next to Baba. She has lot of things to do. She has lot of souls to sustain. But she personally give her time, her emotions to one single person. Because at that time, I was so new, not old one, not senior. New person in Madhuban. So, with that incident, I realized that I have to do also care to all souls. And it is very essential, not just good feeling, but essential feeling, that we have to ask other souls, how are you? Have you any problem? This courtesy is not only courtesy, but this creates very magic to our Brahmin family or our togetherness. Because this Brahmin family is not only family, this is a castle, this is a like fort. And in fort or in castle, every bricks has an importance. If I am strong, but my neighbor or my colleague is not strong, then also our castle would have some hole or broken. So I have that responsibility. I have to be responsible for cooperating or caring other bricks, other souls. And this care, nature of care is our actually original sanskara. Because we are original soul and we are that foundation of this whole srishti or whole kalpa. So we soul had that responsibility to care other soul. So after care, the next is share. What I got from Baba, what I got from this Brahmin family, we have to share other souls. Because knowledge is on other side and experience is other side. And always experience has important than knowledge. Because knowledge, we got knowledge from everywhere. But experience has a unique value. And what we experienced up till now is very important and very unique. Because Baba's every child is unique. And this uniqueness we have to share to other souls. Especially for new souls. We have to share our experiences, our feelings, our love, our care, our divinity, our purity. We have to share all these things. And after sharing, or I think the process of sharing is real service or real seva. And after sharing, automatically other souls are inspired. We are also came here with Baba after some inspiration to our life. When I was studying, I had a lot of thoughts about my career. I had a lot of ambitions about my career, my life, that maybe I would become some Air Force pilot or some scientist. I planned something that. But one thought usually strikes my mind in childhood, especially on 10, 12th standard. One thought always strikes my mind that after becoming some scientist or pilot, there is a nameplate outside my house, but everyone knows me, everyone identify me only seeing my designation or degree. Then they decide to then they observe my name, then my personality. But I search at that time, is there any career where my personality is first priority? And after got chance in Madhuban to do seva as a sevadari for 15 days or 1 month, 15 days. I came here for 15 days first. That time I observed in Madhuban. In Madhuban, every Madhuban Nivasi, every soul who stays in Madhuban has his own identity based on his personality or his speciality or his values. Even our dadis, different dadis, but different dadis has their unique personality, unique identity based on their personality or based on their speciality. So I thought I got my search here and I took my decision to dedicate my life to Madhuban, and now I am proud of that decision that I took most important best decision to my life to stay in Madhuban. So that inspired me at that time. And now new souls are also searching for some inspiration. So we Baba child has, every Baba child has a unique personality, unique speciality. So my life is such, I will design my life in such way that other souls get inspiration from me. This is my nowadays purusharth. See, every relation has three core components: mutual respect, mutual trust, and then mutual love. And based on these three components, every relations becomes sweeter. These relations are based on also in these three things, but because of our family is so big and every soul has a different ideas, different sanskar, different karmas, so we have to some extent of rehabilitation or some extent of rearrangement of these three core values. And I personally doing efforts on this to become sweet to everyone. It is not, not so easy to become sweet to everyone, but doing effort is a process to become sweet to everyone. And for that, I am using three things in my purushad, in my karma, in my behavior nowadays. First thing, three things: humility. Most important thing to become sweet in whole family or everyone's is first thing is humanity. Because every day Baba says, "I am your obedient servant." But just think about that. Baba says, "I am your obedient servant," and I am also Baba's child. So I am child of obedient servant of world. So I have what extent of humility I needs, because I am child of most obedient servant of world. So I have to be very humble. I have to be very humble to everyone. And that value creates sweetness in our relation, especially in this whole family. Baba is giving so many love to us, but we have to be very humble. Just I would share one more experience with Baba, how Baba is observing us and how Baba is teaching us in every step. We have some responsibilities of doing seva in Diamond Hall. Do you know Diamond Hall? At the time of Baba's, lot of souls are there, and nearly 20,000, 25,000 souls are coming to Baba's Milan in Diamond Hall. And we are doing some seva there, lot of responsibilities for sitting arrangement. So you can imagine sitting arrangement is a very tough task. Everyone wants to be sit in front of Baba or in front line, front rows, and they are doing some most of the effort to getting seat in front lines. In that process, there are many conversations, some type of hot conversation was also there to maintain that arrangement. Once I had very hot conversation with my friend. He is also Madhuban Nivasi, and I had very hot conversation at that time. And disturbed lot. He was also disturbed, and I was also disturbed. When Baba came, Baba gave Murli to all children. But at that time, I was very disturbed. I had no focus to listen Baba's Murli. Very disturbed mind. Just I passing that time. And after Murli, at that time there was cue to for Baba's Drishti on stage. There was cue. After that cue, suddenly sister told us, we brothers, go and take Drishti from Baba. Actually, I had very disturbed mind at that time. But just went to Baba, in front of Baba. And when I went in front of Baba, I stood there. Baba gave lot of loving drishti to me. And suddenly, Baba took a piece of toli and gave that piece of toli in my mouth. And gave blessing, so much loving blessing. Baba said, you are doing seva with heart, so you are getting love from all hearts. Baba gave that blessing. I just thrilled with that blessing and that toli and that love from Baba. And very excited, very thrilled. And I thought Baba observed me in whole day. And Baba gave me just clearance. See, that you are doing nice seva. At the time of returning journey to Mount Abu, in bus, I just recreate that scene in my mind. Baba is giving me drishti, Baba is giving me toli, and given a blessing that you are doing seva from heart, so you are getting love from all hearts. But I just, that recreating that scene, when I recreated that scene, I just strike my one thought in my mind that I am getting love from all hearts because I am doing seva by heart. But in that incident, I was not used my heart. I used my brain. So I have some hot conversation. And that's why I got some disturbance from that soul. So mistake was not by that soul, but mistake was by me. Because I used my brain instead of my heart. So if we use our heart, then every relation, every activity, every behavior would become sweeter and smooth. So, the first thing, humility, I have to be humble. I would accept my mistakes, accept my speciality, all things. First, to accept by humbleness is very necessary to maintain sweetness in this sweet family. Then after humbleness, we have to give all souls respect. Respect is very strong element and necessary element for this fitness in this family. Because every child, every soul is a unique soul. And every soul has such unique quality that none other soul has had that type of quality. And every soul is chosen by directly Baba or directly Almighty Authority. So we have to give respect to all soul, and this is basic needs of our family or of our togetherness. See, we are not just one. We are always together. Always. At least three souls are there. You, me, and Supreme Soul, Baba. Always in every relation. Three souls are there. When we realize this threeness, this togetherness, then in this togetherness of three souls, we combine all millions of souls all together. So we have to give respect to all and every, each and every child, each and every soul. Although he is senior or junior, he is older or younger, we have to give respect. We observe in dadis. Sometimes we are thinking that because of love we got attached to somebody, and it creates some extent of hurtness or some extent of pain in our heart because of attachment. But we observed in all dadis, seven or eight senior main dadis was in Madhuban. We observed there in dadis unity. They are so much love in between them. But we never felt, never observed any attachment or dependency on each other. But they have lot of respect for everyone, for each dadi. They have a lot of love to each dadi, and they have a lot of trust to each dadi. But never we observed any attachment or any dependency on other. They are always dependent on only Baba. And Baba is seed of this whole family and whole our relationship and whole our sweetness. And third thing, after giving respect, the third primary things for this uniqueness, a unique family, is a cooperation. Cooperation is very essential and very necessary to all this Brahmin family, or in unity or connectivity to each and every soul. Especially in COVID periods, we had seen lot of scenes in world, in outside world also, and in Brahman family also. Many souls were feeling depressed because of loneliness. But we have just like this unique family. That's why our Brahmin souls in COVID period also, our Brahmin souls are connected with in the form of imagination, or in the form of meditation, in the form of Baba's Yad, or our four stages of Yad. So Brahmin souls have lot of bonding all together. Bonding, so Brahmin souls have lot of bonding together. Although they are separate separated in our houses or in our countries, different places, but they are all together with bonding. But in outside world, they feel very depressed because of loneliness. And at that time, one incident came to me in the counseling process. In Mumbai, there was a lady admitted in hospital. One day, call came to in reception of that hospital. There is a lady in room number 308. How is she? The call came there. I want to know about her. The receptionist went there and checked, asked that lady, how are you? She said, I am fine. Then the receptionist came back to phone and answered, that lady, good, she is fine now. But the receptionist asked the caller, who are you? Are you relative of that lady? The caller said, no, I am that lady. She called receptionist, ki somebody come to me and ask me how am I. Such a lonely feeling was there. And at that time, somebody asked her, how are you? She said, fine. And this is cooperation. Every soul needs this type of, at least this type of cooperation. So our duty, our concern, our courtesy is there to ask other soul, how are you? How are you feeling now? Are you feeling some low? How can I help you? They usually 90% of souls doesn't need any help, physical help. Just want, just like to ask someone, I like to connect somewhere. So we have a duty to ask every child, at least that person who are connected to us, how are you? This is very simple thing, and this is basic cooperation, our feeling to maintain others' stability and others' some extent of empowerment. In Dadi Prakashmani has a great value of this. Dadi Prakashmani ji asked anyone, come here. How are you? How is your health? How is your mind? Sometimes she asks us also, how are you? How is your mind? Even she asks, do you have any other thoughts? Negative thoughts? Or any wasteful thoughts? She directly asks us. And that punching or that courtesy would make attentive to us in our purushat or our life. And this is very good habit to sustain other souls or other relations. Just I am sharing one message of Baba. After 69, Baba gave this message via Guljar Dadi, and very good message to all of us regarding this family relations or bonding. That Sandeshi said, after this scene was shown in which there were three gatherings. For one thing, I saw red ants which were getting together like a ball. The scene was such that Brahma Baba had seen in the beginning. The second gathering was the souls in the original region in the form of Shama or flame. First scene was like a ball, a red ant's ball, and second thing in the form of Shama or flame. The third gathering was of us Brahmins. All of them were sitting in a circle and Bab Dada was in the middle. It looked like a flower with a burr in the center and leaves around it. Baba told the secret of this. Baba told the secret of this scene that even when the revelation began, it was in the gathering. Souls have to remain united in the end as well, and now there is a union in the middle as well. If there is the power of the gathering, no one can shake you. See, Bab Dada has created the gathering by choosing from different places. So, when the children also move in the gathering, Maya will not attack. For example, if there is a rose flower or any other flower, then it will be kept at a suitable place. And if it is a single leaf, it will be crushed quickly by hand. So if the children also have a bucket in the form of gathering, then they will continue to gain victory. No one will be able to attack. After seeing this, Baba remarked, Baba said to tell all the children that gathering is the only means of safety. This was very nice message regarding our gathering or negating our. So this gathering or this family has a lot of like a flower bucket, like a different type of flower, different type of fragrances, but altogether we are very beautiful bouquet, like bouquet. So we have to share our fragrances to all our world, all our surroundings, and we have to remain safe with that gathering. Lot of new things was there. Just I also like to share one different type of experience of inspiration of my life, especially because many times I have responsibility or I have seva of taking double foreigners, especially double foreigners, to Baba's rock with my brother Atam Prakash. So every time I remembered or I memorized that scene of my childhood to Baba's rock, I will be glad to share to you that my experience in my childhood. When I came here in Madhuban in children's retreat, on one Thursday, Baba gave a message to all children that today Baba has opened his door in Vatan for every child. We children very happy at that time. Baba has opened his door, but didn't actually understand meaning of that message at that time. But in evening, Dadi make our program to go Baba's rock. We children nearly, I think, 150 or 180 children were there. We went to Baba's rock. Many senior like Nirvar Bhai and Mohini Ben of Madhuban was there with us on Baba's rock. After reaching in Baba's rock, Mohini Ben shared some memories of Baba's time. Sakar Baba, at the time of Sakar Baba, how Baba came here and how Baba bring children on Baba's rock, and how Baba experienced there at that time, experience children about dead body experience or kya kahenge usko kabristan yoga. Graveyard yoga, Baba experienced at that time. Yes. And after that sharing, we all sit together in Baba's remembrance in yoga. And suddenly, Mohini Ben invited all children, come to me and take drishti from me. So every child in queue started going to in front of the Mohini Ben and took drishti from Mohini Ben. Yes, Mohini Ben was a trans messenger, and very beautiful part was opened there. The one who took drishti from Mohini Ben suddenly experiencing trance like some children visualize or experience like in heaven, some experience like at the time of destruction, and some with Baba. Very beautiful scene was there. Everyone is some children are laughing, some are crying. Good scene was there. But we also went to took drishti to Mohini Ben. But I personally, we were eight children of our center. Four children got the drishti and four children went to trance. They are seeing some visuals and they are enjoying. But we four children took drishti at least three times, but didn't went in trance. Didn't experience that. So we were very, I think, some frustration. We are not some yogi child. Yeah, disappointed that our yoga is not so accurate, not so strong. After that scene, all children were brought to Pandav Bhavan also, and in history hall they were laid. Sulaya Tavunko, they slept in history hall, and after some time they came in conscious. Next day Dadi explained in class ki Baba has a some Baba has given some children a khel karaya Baba ne. Baba engaged in a play, and this is only play. Some children got part in play and some were not. But now, what I was telling this story, now, just I told you, ki we were the 8 children there. That 4 children who experienced that trance and experienced that scene, they are not now Baba's children. But we 4 brothers, 1 sister and 3 brothers, we are totally dedicated in Baba's life and doing some seva. So now we realize that trance is good for only entertainment. But our life is knowledge and with is experience, what we are gaining. And this is our inspiration of our Brahmin life, that we had got this beautiful knowledge of this world and beautiful knowledge of Satyuga, Dwapar, Kaliyug and then Sangam Yug. This beautiful knowledge, we are very fortunate, and this is our inspiration only. That is only few children, few souls got this knowledge and experience based on this knowledge of this Brahmin life. And this beautiful Brahmin life is just like gift to us. We are connected in this Brahmin life. So, just I am concluding this. Yes. Because life is like just like a fluctuation. It is good life which has a lot of fluctuations, lot of ups and downs. Every child is passed through some exams, some obstacles, and actually I feel that everyone has minimum 2 such incident that has turned his life. I just share my experience of turning my life after because I was Brahma Kumar since 3 years, but turn around my life or my purusharth, my in position in Brahmin life, I would share my experience, very beautiful experience. I had some physical problem after in Madhuban, because there was a lot of hard work. I never done hard work in my life in Laukik family, because my mother and father, they are also teacher. They just retired their life. And my brother is now a doctor. He is also Brahma Kumar. He is doing regular meditation and meditation commentaries and some classes to all over in world. Now he is also Kumar. So after in Madhuban, I have some physical problems. Do you know ulcerative colitis? There is one stomach problem which is called ulcerative colitis. So lot of severe colitis was there. Lot of motions, nearly 20 to 25 times I was going for bathing or for motion there. So lot of blood also with stool. So lot of problem was there. and I was so depressed and so felt like I am not useful for Baba's seva. I had a thought in my mind, I am not useful for Baba's seva. One day, I went to Baba's hut in Madhuban and told Baba that, Baba, I had given my life to you. I surrendered my total life to you. But now I am not able to do seva as per needs or as per my desire. So, what can I do? After Baba meeting with Baba in Baba's hut, just I had some I was crying, literally crying there, and I called my brother in hometown that I am not able to do seva now because of physical problems, because of this ulcerative colitis. So I am thinking of returning back to home. Suddenly, Radhi Ratan Mohini ji sent one brother to me. She knew anything, didn't know about my health, didn't know my problems, didn't know my at that time situation, but she sent one brother to me, called Jitu. And that brother came to me, Dadi is calling you. So I went with him to Dadiji. So Dadi Ratanmani, I went to Dadi Ratanmani's room. She suddenly hold my hand and just bring me very close and literally hug me. And she said, "You are the instrument. You are the instrument. Baba has chosen you to make other souls' fortune. And what happened to you?" I suddenly got a shock. Ki how Dadi knew about this? But after some days, I asked Dadi, "Did you knew about my physical problems or my problems?" Dadi said, "No, I didn't knew anything." But suddenly I got some thought to call Jitu, and she just gave me that love and pay at that time. But I said, "Dadi, Dadi, I think I am not able to do seva as per needs of yajna." So Dadi very lovely, very lovingly just hold her hand my head, and she said, "No, you are very important soul and important instrument to make others life beautiful." And that words just hold me back in Madhuban, or hold me back in my seva. But after that incident, the incident was over. But after that incident, suddenly I feel some energy, very confidence, and feel energy. And after few months. One month or 2 months, after 2 months, Dadi again called me, and Dadi told me that you have now new responsibilities, but with this Toli department, or with this, not without this Toli department, or not instead of this Toli department. I asked Dadi.
शिव पिता को अब याद करो, मुक्ति धाम लो।
Dadi told me or ordered me to join youth wing that date. Till that date, I was only doing seva in Toli Kitchen with Karmana Seva. And I was feeling that I am not able to do that seva. But Dadi gave me another responsibility to join youth wing. But after that incident, just I am sharing development of my purushartha, my responsibilities. Till that date, I am only doing seva in Toli Kitchen, make Toli. But after that, now I am doing Toli Kitchen seva also. And after joining youth wing, done lot of campaigns, lot of trainings, and reached so many youngsters all over India. Then doing responsibilities of sevadaris in Madhuban and other sevas also. So I'm thinking that I thought that Baba has given blessing by my that problem and my faith in Baba. Baba make Dadiji some instrument, but Baba is giving sustenance to me, and this is my life turning experience. Okay, Om Shanti. Thank you. Nice to meet you.
Thank you so much, Brother Jitu, for caring, sharing, and inspiring. I must say that you spoke everything from the heart, and it really touched our hearts.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming. So I request everyone to now come and take Toli from him, because he is a Toli brother, so he has brought a lot of goodies for you all. And one by one, you all can come and share. He's going to share some Toli and some Drishti, and with all his heart. Come and experience.
खुशियों से झोली भर दी खुशियों से सारा मेरा दुख लिया कैसे करूं मैं बाबा तेरा शुक्रिया कैसे करूं मैं बाबा तेरा शुक्रिया जब भी आते हो सुख लाते हो जब भी आते हो सुख लाते